this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
You strike me as a fan of a good grudge. And I say strike me because I know you're a fan of a good grudge.
I don't hold grudges.
No?
I store them in label folders.
There we have.
With timestamps and backup copies.
Has this always been the case?
Yeah, man. I don't forgive and forget. I resent and remember.
This is 100% true.
It is.
How long is an average grudge?
How long is my memory?
All the way.
Long.
Okay, so let's start. Do you have some grudges that go back to college? Like that you're still like, hey, do you still have it? Okay.
College time, maybe?
College.
I wasn't in college for very long.
Yeah, but college age.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, yeah. So you got those grudges.
I got them from high school, middle school, probably elementary school.
Holy cow.
Teachers, coaches.
Okay, so you have a lot of them. How many grudges? Could you total them up in your head, like total? How many actual grudges?
How much time do we have?
Not a ton, but like ballpark, what do you think the amount of grudges that you carry is? Don't feel bad about this, by the way.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I used to think this made you very unique. And then I was reading this whole thing about how, like, no, we are grudge addicted in this country. Average person's got 11 grudges. 11 grudges. The average amount of time for these grudges runs from something like 5 to 11 years in the past. Like, so these are not like your friend did something a couple of weeks ago or months ago or maybe even a year ago and you're like, no, I'm going to get them back one day. No, these are like...
That'd be pretty bad.
These are borderline vendettas.
But these also, I'm guessing, aren't limited to people or personal relationships. I'm going to guess like brands and things.
Oh, absolutely. See, if you had to count mine, 90% of my grudges are against businesses.
Yeah.
Like, and again, not just one, like, not like a little mom and pop. Like,
not just Chipotle.
Not just Chipotle. I have such a, see, even the ones where I feel like I'm doing well, it's like a love-hate relationship. Yeah. Like, I love you, Chipotle, but I hate
Chipotle all the time.
Do
and you spend so much money there.
Is remind
you're
me.
You're bad at holding a grudge.
Is that it? Like, see, I just can't.
You're supposed to not engage.
You have to have red lines. You have to have boundaries to have a grudge. I ain't got that. Like I'll have a grudge in my head and you'll never know.
Please.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because the Chipotle kid thinks I'm their biggest fan. And I'm just walking in there salty. But, you know, as soon as they're like, give me like two burritos with extra guac. And like, yeah, give me your money. That's an ineffective grudge. That's the, that's what I really need to work on. I need to get on y'all's level.
The guac is extra and so is Frito.
Good morning. It's Frito Katie. Frito Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Can an intern call off work or call into work?
Like,
or
what?
Or not come in?
An intern? And that's a really good question.
I was reading the story and it just hit me that it wasn't even an employee. It was an intern.
Huh. Yeah, unsure.
Which adds a whole new level to this. But I want to know if this is acceptable now. We'll get into it next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I can't believe I missed that this is about an intern, but I'm wondering what maybe your boss might say if you sent them an email that basically said you weren't coming in because your energy felt a little off.
My energy felt off.
Like, that's me every day. I would never go to work.
Can you do that? Is that?
That's the question. Can you? Or should you? Or whatever. We'll get to it. But y'all, they done it. It only took 41 years, but the MTV Video Music Awards announced yesterday they are finally adding a country category.
I saw it.
Nominees for the inaugural Best Country Award are Chris Stapleton's Think I'm in Love with You, Cody Johnson with Carrie Underwood's I'm Gonna Love You,
yep.
Jelly Roll's Liar, Lainey's 4x4 by You, Megan Maroney's Am I Okay, and Morgan Wallen's Smile. And a further testament to the power and popularity of country music today, country artists are popping up all over the place in the nominations. Morgan's up for Best Artist and Best Album for I'm the Problem. Jelly Roll, he's nominated for three others. Now, these are not country, but Best Hip Hop and Video for Good for his feature on Eminem's Somebody Save Me. Best Alternative for Lonely Road, his collab with Machine Gun Kelly.
Right.
And Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs are up for Best Collaboration for Backup Plan.
Right.
Oh, and Zara Post Malone and Blake Shelton for Pour Me a Drink.
Oh, absolutely. That's got to be in there.
Then Shaboozy and Dasha, they're nominated for MTV Push Performance of the Year, whatever the hell that is.
Okay.
And the best part of all of this is MTV isn't even pushing their own station for viewing.
No, they're not.
Everything I have seen says it's airing on CBS.
Absolutely.
On September 7th.
It has absolutely been moved to CBS because...
No, it will also be on MTV, but they are saying CBS.
Look, there was a time when that show was a very big deal. That time has come and gone. And this is the year they decided to say, hey, country people, no, we care about you too. And by the way, we can't even have this thing on our own channel anymore. It's got to go to... It's got to go to CBS.
And Paramount Plus.
And okay. Maybe it's got some value for the stream. Hilarious.
That's something.
It really is, man.
Now, if you haven't thought about MTV since they actually played music videos.
Same.
Let's all continue that trip down memory lane together. Mm. Another great thing that has sort of fallen by the wayside. We just did an entire game about this. Starting next Tuesday, McDonald's will be selling an adult Happy Meal. Called the McDonaldland Meal.
What?
And it'll feature a limited edition Mount McDonald's shake.
Oh.
In a surprise flavor.
Oh.
It's berry. It also comes with your choice of a quarter pounder, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, fries. No apple slices?
No, hell no. Get that trash out of here.
Kidding. It's also going to have some kind of a collectible souvenir, because I was concerned about the toy.
That is the biggest thing. Is that
this looks like postcard stickers, other treats.
You got to have something in there that's somewhat exciting.
Yeah, you should have taken the opportunity to maybe remake some of those iconic toys we covered.
Yes, right? This is that chance, because I would definitely get one of those and leave it on my desk.
Like, yes.
Hey, nostalgia
Teeny Beanies, the McNug Buds.
Yeah, bring them back for like 5 minutes.
Or just the classic Barbie and Howie.
Surely I've got a warehouse with some of these somewhere. You know, how hard would it really be?
Just call it to the people.
Yeah.
Just recycle them.
Come on.
McDonaldland, that's where all the characters came from, right? Like back in the 70s?
Hell yes, it is.
Is McCheese still the mayor?
Mayor McCheese is the man.
Or has he been voted
always
out?
Always has been. Dictator for life.
Oh, and I knew we blew Nick's mind when we were covering this with the whole snack wrap thing.
Yes.
But it has been confirmed by a former McDonald's ad exec. Grimace, not a random purple blob. He is, in fact, a taste bud. And in other crazy news.
Bizarre.
There's this guy that's gone viral for sharing a screenshot on Reddit after his Gen Z intern called into work because her energy felt off. There was a last minute request, not even a request. She kind of just told the guy.
That was my other question is you know.
It says, feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the work and my energy feels a little off, so not getting that vibe. She said she'd be out July 28th to the 30th, and it ended with, we'll talk soon, bye.
Wait, the vibe was part of the email? I'm not getting that vibe?
The 28th was a Monday, so she took like a long weekend.
I'm not getting that vibe. See you next week. This is the question, and I don't know because I don't have any employees. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Because it's ridiculous and I can't relate.
But does this actually happen in real life with the younger employees that you have where they just, hey, vibe check, it's off. I'm going to need 5 days.
But why even say that? Like, if you have days,
take days. Yeah. Do you have to give a reason? You'd be like, oh.
Do you need to elaborate? Just say, I can't come in today.
Yeah, like I got some
I'm violently ill. I'll see you in a few days.
Don't say it's
talk later, bye.
My God, don't say it's the vibe. Don't say it's the vibe. That's the problem.
The guy did approve the request, but man.
Because he's a real one. At some point, you just don't want to argue it. Just, okay, yeah.
Gen Z's in the workplace.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie. Bull. If you ever want to get in touch with us, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. You can call us. You can text us. Howdy. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Oh, man. I was calling about your Gen Z.
Okay. Yeah. We
need the vibe.
We need to hear from someone that actually knows how this works in the workplace. So, again, read the, in case you're just joining us, this was an actual call.
Feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the work.
Right.
And my energy feels a little off, so not getting that vibe.
Not getting that vibe.
We'll talk soon, bye.
So, our question is this normal?
Yeah, so I'll give you Here's some background. I've been over teams that were global for like 12, 13 people. Wow. I've been over labor forces of like 100 guys in the field.
Wow.
And this absolutely happens. Oh my God. It absolutely happens. The best part, in my opinion, is that it's no longer like related to just Gen Z. I've gotten that email from a 35-year-old millennial like middle manager before, and I was like, bet. Absolutely. I feel everything that you're saying in this email approved.
Yeah. So you get it. And
you don't mind it.
And you roll with it. You're like, hey, you know what? It makes sense. Yeah, let's go with it.
But do you think it's necessary? Yeah. Like, don't you think they could just say, hey, I'm feeling a little off today.
Yeah.
Period. I can't come in.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that 100%. Suffice?
That's what I
100%.
So Katie gave me this advice a long time ago, and I think it's really good advice, that the more you explain in your email that saying you need to be, you know, relieved from work, the more people are going, it's going to end badly for you. It's going to make it seem like you're lying or seem like you're a flake. Just give them the minimum information that you can.
Yeah, just say you won't be in. I don't think, unless you work in a specific environment, I don't think you owe anyone this entire explanation
backstory
or anything.
Yeah.
That's fair if you have the time to take off.
The time,
I think
yes.
If you're asking for extra, you should try to maybe justify, depending on your scenario. But if you've got the time, just take the time.
Yeah, they're your days.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're your days.
But
I
don't want to hear that your grandma died for the fourth time. Yeah, just exactly. Tell me you don't feel good.
But,
absolutely.
But in a pinch, an email with the vibe is in shambles.
Well, if you're the intern and you don't have interns, shoot your shot, girl. Shoot your shot.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Okay, look, we're going to level with you. Mm. We're working on a few things behind the scenes.
Yes.
In regards to Money Minute.
We are.
Bottom line is we want you to win money.
That is the ultimate goal. This isn't like some adversarial thing. We want to pay you.
Lots of money and badly.
Like, yes.
Like very, very badly. So here is us practically begging you to take our cash with today's freebie. So if you sign up at thebullhouston.com/contest and we call you before 8:30 to give you those 10 questions to answer in 60 seconds for your shot at $100.
Mm-hmm.
Just know one of the questions, the answer is Cerberus.
Cerberus. Okay.
Cerberus.
Not many things that can describe, Katie.
Exactly.
Not many things that can describe.
Exactly.
Sign up. Be our next contestant if you have not done so already. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
It's like your rich aunt slipping you a 20 for dinner. You're welcome.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Okay, our phone number, 713-881-5500. This is important because we have descendants, zombies, when worlds collide, tickets to give away at the Toyota Center. Obviously, a combination of the Descendants, all the evil people's kids from the Disney universe, and zombies, which is...
It's not just the villains' kids.
Who else is in it? The princess's
yes.
kids?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
They're like all thrown in together. That's sort of the drama.
I thought it was whoops, all villains. For some reason, is that not the case?
It's like mostly about... The villains.
Yeah. Yeah.
How they interact with the hero kids.
Right. Because
that's cool.
Because those
and beyond.
this is generational blood feuds.
Yeah, because they're allowed to come to like this, you know what? But you can see it all happen September 14th.
Yes, you can.
At a Toyota Center.
We have a 4-pack of tickets for you right now. So if you want to win them, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
And we're gonna play a simple game,
mm-hmm.
Dark or Disney.
Yes.
Gonna give you a review, more of a parental guideline. That comes from IMDb. And you're going to tell us what Disney film it's associated with.
Yes, exactly.
If you're the three, you win the 4-pack.
It's that simple. Call us. We'll talk to you coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud, giving away tickets to Descendants and Zombies when worlds collide. It's like when villains' kids get let into school with the good kids and you know, other parents hate each other. Parents can't stand each other. So, look. I feel like we all have the idea. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Lindsay, let's go. This is Darker Disney.
Okay, Lindsay, so we are going to read you some actual warnings listed on IMDb,
yes.
The parental guide for innocent Disney films.
Which still blows my mind that these exist, but they do.
Your job is to tell us what the warning is associated with, okay? What movie? So, first up, a male car lifts up its chassis at a female car.
That's right.
Ooh.
What Disney?
Is there any multiple choice here?
Well, it's a male car.
We're talking about vehicles.
Yeah. So...
Well, I know there's a male car named Cars in the movie Cars, so we're going to say Disney Cars.
Disney Cars is correct.
Woo-hoo. Good work. Getting those context clues.
I like it.
To see it. Okay, next. A cricket ogles a bunch of female puppets dancing suggestively.
That is funny. I bet must be Pinocchio.
She's got it. My God, she's got it.
Is that good? Save the third?
Yeah, we'll save that third.
Yes, because we still have more of these four packs to give away. Lindsay, that's all you needed to do.
If you thought that was bad, Lindsay, for Finding Nemo, there's one that just said, a shirtless man is featured.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking, when? They're...
They're
underwater the majority of the time. I don't even know when that happens.
Was it they couldn't have been to the dentist's office? Someone walked in the dentist's office without a shirt and I just missed it? Like, I mean, that's...
I don't know. It's Australia.
That's true. So. Yeah. No shirt, no shoes, no one.
Problem.
Yeah, that's the way y'all live. Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets, okay?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Joanne, thank you for reaching out. So what's going on with your daughter?
Well, honestly, I think she's kind of blowing me off. I mean, things are not very good right now, so...
Okay. And this isn't just her not, like, returning your calls or something like that.
Like a normal daughter.
Yeah, which... you said she's been helping you out recently or trying to.
Right. So I've had some like health issues recently and I mean, it's kind of complicated, but we're still like trying to find out what's going on.
Man, Joanne, wow. We're sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, my schedule has been just like crazy.
Right.
You know, navigating American healthcare system and all
Am
of
I
that.
Right.
I'm going from doctor to doctor to doctor, mm-hmm. and on top of that, it's dealing with the insurance and going in for tests, and then they want more tests, and, yeah. you know. It's right. So Kelsey's been, like, helping me out with a lot of
that.
Well,
it's good you got someone in your corner.
Yeah.
How is she helping exactly?
Well, she's driven me to a lot of the appointments, but a lot of times, I mean, it's just the moral support that's been the biggest thing for me. It's like, I mean, the doctors, for me, they're scary. Hospitals are really scary.
Yeah.
You know, they throw so much information at you all at once. And, it, you know, sometimes you can't take it in. And, like, if you've got somebody there with you, at least they're listening. So they're there to help and remember. And, I mean, okay. you know.
So obviously something has changed here. So she's leaving you in the lurch somehow?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I can't prove that it's intentional. It's just lately she's always got a conflict or she doesn't respond to my texts. And yeah, I mean, she has her own life. I get that. I mean, I'm not expecting her to drop everything and just be with me for every appointment that I have. But I'm just worried maybe I've pushed it too far or something.
Pushed it too far? How?
Yeah.
By asking her to come to the doctor with you or take you?
Well, I was talking to my friends, and one of them said maybe she's, like, expecting compensation or
what?
Something.
Wait. I'm sorry, compensation? Your daughter?
How? Like?
Well, my friend said that her son, like, will take her to doctors and stuff like that.
Okay.
But she has to, like, pay him to get him to agree to drop everything, which what? Is okay. I mean, I get it. There's a time commitment. She has her own things to do, but...
Time is money.
Know.
Time is money, Mama.
Wow. I... Not to say there's anything wrong
no,
with... Well...
nice work if you can get it.
Okay, so do you really think your daughter's avoiding you because you're not...
You're not paying her.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't. It came up and who knows.
Okay.
Well, let's hope it's not that.
Yeah, like, let's call her and figure out if that is indeed the problem before we go down that road. But we'll talk to Kelsey. That's coming up next on Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Joanne's facing some health issues.
Yeah, which sucks.
She was getting a lot of help from her daughter. Her daughter, Kelsey.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, that stopped.
Somehow, this sucks worse.
And she's worried it's because she hadn't been paying her.
She has not.
She'd been paying her to, like, take her to the doctor on occasion or to sit with her through these complicated tests and things.
I am dreading
this.
Hope
to God that's not actually what's going on.
If that's becoming a new trend, I just don't know what to say.
She said she's got friends, like a friend's son that's been doing this. Yeah, I've never heard of this in my life.
Because he'll drop everything as long as mama pays.
Can't wait for my mom to ask me for a favor and I'll tell her how much it's going to cost.
Oh!
I think we have Kelsey on the phone, so let's just ask her. Hey, Kelsey, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's going on?
Well, your mom reached out to us because she thinks she might have been asking a little too much by, you know, just assuming you do the daughterly thing and go with her to doctor's appointments and things for free.
What?
She's wondering if you're expecting payment for this, Kelsey. Like maybe if she compensated you, you'd be more willing to help out these days?
Look, I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Kelsey, for real? For real? Are you serious?
Okay, if she's going to keep on being how she's being, anything's an improvement, okay?
All right.
How's she being?
Yeah, we're not trying to judge. Honestly, we're not. But, like, taking your mom to the doctor, is that really that big of an imposition in the scheme of things?
It's not. Listen, it's not that, okay? That's not. I'm happy to help her, but it's how she behaves at the doctor. Honestly, it's embarrassing. You think I'm embarrassing? Seriously?
Oh,
my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Just wanted to get to the root of the issue.
Mom, look, stop. Look, you're not embarrassing, okay? But you're getting into all these debates with every single doctor, and it's not good.
Debates? Help us out with this. What debates?
Yeah, what's she doing?
Okay, so you guys, listen, the doctor will come in and make suggestions, and my mother will flat out tell them that they don't know what they're talking about because she's already punched everything into ChatGPT, and it told her something different.
Like the ChatGPT?
Like the free version or?
Yeah, she's using ChatGPT to fact check her doctors.
Really?
Look, I honestly don't think that's a bad thing though. I mean, this is like a fabulous tool. It lets you be an advocate for both, you know, for your health instead of just accepting whatever they're going to tell you, because believe me, they don't necessarily know everything. They get into a rut too, like everything else. And at least I can question it and give other suggestions or ask them about things.
But how do you know who's right?
Like, exactly. Like, they're the doctor. You just listen to them and do what they tell you to do. This is like what they've trained their lives to do. Look, you know that doesn't make any sense. I mean, doctors make mistakes. They get things wrong all the time. They are not God. And believe me, I believe that. I mean, I have respect for them, but I mean, I think that I need to be an informed patient and know what's going on and know what other options are out there. Listen, just because you read it on the internet doesn't mean it's a valid concern, okay? And that's a problem because there's always going to be a concern, right? Like, you don't agree with a doctor, so you went to see another doctor, which means another appointment that I have to take you to where the same thing happens over and over again. And in the meantime, we look like idiots, okay, who are just wasting their time. So, like, you can just make an appointment with a doctor to just, like, argue with them. Look, it's not my business if they think I'm wasting my time. I'm a customer, okay? If they have a course of treatment, they need to convince me that that's what's going to be right for me, okay? And if what I'm suggesting, if they don't agree with, they need to tell me why it's wrong. I don't have time to read the, you know, all the different medical articles, and it's like ChatGPT really helps me. I mean,
I just so we go back to this,
to reiterate,
because again, I think it's important. You do understand that ChatGPT gets things like completely wrong.
It's notorious for this, Joanne. Like, that's a really big problem with artificial intelligence.
Like,
often, all the time.
Well, I mean, it's the entire internet. I mean, they've got the whole, you know, I mean, everything is on the internet. The whole story. I mean. You know, I mean, I think most people would get where I'm coming from.
This is going to be a circular conversation. I've had this before, like, and so if that's how you feel, then you need to take yourself to these appointments. Because, yeah, it's embarrassing, and it is a waste of now my time.
Look, stop being so dramatic. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just questioning. I want to question. I want to be informed. I want to see what else
is
out
there. Do you guys see? Do anybody hear what I mean? Right? Like, okay, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I love my mother, but, how am I supposed to handle this?
We'd like to dive into this for a minute. Hang on the line for a second, guys.
Okay.
Oh, man. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. This is a can of worms I don't know that we actually want to open.
I don't know.
People feel all kinds of ways about doctors, man, and doctors' offices and things.
Is she doing anything wrong by doing that? Would it bother you if that was something you had to be a part of?
Wrong? Because
I don't know. I mean,
it's not wrong to question doctors, especially like if you don't understand something.
Right.
Doctors aren't infallible.
No, but that said,
but it's ChatGPT.
That's what I mean. Is that a problem? Is that something she should have a problem with? I don't know.
It's not a diagnosis.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. Get your thoughts. We'll do that coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Using ChatGPT to question your doctors.
Yeah, is that to be done? Is that a bad idea? I mean,
if you were with someone doing that,
yeah,
at a doctor's office, would you be embarrassed?
If you're a doctor, do you mind? I mean,
does this happen a lot?
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Truthfully, I think she's a little delusional. ChatGPT gets things wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think she needs to just understand that doctors doing the best they can. ChatGPT ain't nothing but an app.
That's the thing. Is like I think part of it. The part that I'm getting hung up on isn't so much, hey, I've looked up some stuff and I want to ask questions. It's just punching it into ChatGPT and then believing that whatever.
I feel like she's the person that goes on WebMD, looks it up, and then automatically thinks she's having the symptoms.
Is that different?
It probably was WebMD before.
That or Dr.
I'll bet
Google.
She did the same thing.
They call that a hypochondriac. So, yeah. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I mean, I feel like if she sees that commercial for this and calls this and she's like, oh, I think I'm having that. I mean, seriously, like the woman needs to understand that doctors can be wrong sometimes, but ChatGPT is wrong 99% of the time.
That's
fair.
I'm not going to dispute it.
From a licensed professional.
Because I'll be honest with you. When it comes down to the ChatGPT, it's just, to me, I don't use it because it's not worth it. You can ChatGPT is not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it cannot physically help you, diagnose you. It can't do any of that like a doctor can. It can't run tests on you. All it does is type up words and tell you something.
Yeah, quoting a chatbot is like the same as a Facebook post. And it could be a Facebook post.
It probably is.
I couldn't verify that because I also am not a doctor.
Dude, thank you so much for the call. Howdy, Frito and Katie. Good morning. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I'm coming from the perspective of the child of a retired physician. Okay. There's been some medical issues, but when she is in the doctor and I'm with her, she politely questions, but definitely weighs both options and understands. And more importantly, there's a level of respect when the questions are posed,
mm-hmm.
and it's come from a place of, I hear what you're saying, I understand it, I have a question about this, help me understand more, versus this is what I read on the internet, this is what's right, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's
and I don't know
point.
If she said those kinds of things, but I mean, because in any situation, if you're not quite sure you understand, or you're not sure if it's the right thing, as she said, a customer or a patient or whoever is welcome to ask questions.
Right.
The most important thing is, how are you wording them, and what is your tone, and how are you doing respectfully? It's okay to want to know more.
1,000% there's a difference between, hey, help me understand this, and it's a debate.
Or
right? Like, those
said,
are two different things.
I read on the internet, right. X, can you explain this to me?
Yeah.
They'll be annoyed, But you're trying to have debates from what it sounds
like. That's the thing.
Right?
Like, yeah, it's like, well, you're wrong because I read this.
Exactly.
And that's just never going to work out well. Or
it's not.
You know, I
because then everybody's getting defensive.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like the best way to go about
it. It's antagonistic. But, and yeah, you don't want that kind of relationship with your doctor.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day. You bye-bye.
Too. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Does MD beat AI? Basically the question here.
Joanne says no. Her daughter Kelsey says yes, and having her pepper her doctors with questions about from ChatGPT is embarrassing. She doesn't want to take her to appointments anymore. Where do you land on this? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Go ahead.
Okay, so I definitely see both sides.
Okay.
I can see how the daughter feels like she's having her time wasted, but also I think the mom's totally valid. Like, she just, it sounds like, wants a second opinion and not just go with the doctor and say, oh yeah, definitely that's what I should do. I think maybe a different approach could be the daughter helping the mom research beforehand.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. actual articles to see, like, these are actual medical institutions and doctors that we can verify did this study or whatever, but like help her mom map out her options from real articles and then go in like that, kind of proactive. These are what we've read about. What do you say, doctor?
I'll tell you that. Yeah, the part of this I don't like from the daughter's perspective is, like, I don't think it's helpful just to be like, hey, well, I'm just not going with you anymore, because it's obvious, like, the mom had, like, you look, doctors, she's not wrong. Doctor's offices are not fun places. That it's an anxiety provoking experience for most people. Like, I think you got to work with her somehow. I don't think you just, like,
definitely
hang her out to dry.
And then it's extra stressful if you're going in thinking you're going to be like emotional support and then having to also do damage control.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
No doubt. No
like that's
doubt.
Just compounded on
maybe
on
if the daughter could
problem.
Just. Yes. Maybe if the daughter could just a different approach, like, help her, you know, get a game plan before they go in so they're looking like a fool.
And then she probably wants to know that information as well.
Wouldn't
right?
you?
The daughter, I mean, you want to know what's going on with mom.
I'd want to have firsthand access to that.
And when all else fails, just wear some headphones.
There you go. Put your earbuds in.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I am definitely 100% for advocating for yourself.
Yep.
But I've also been on the side where you advocate and it turns out that, like, what you are looking up is actually not in the best interest for you. Like, I've been on the side where, like, the doctors had no idea what was going on with my child. No clue. We were in the hospital for 2 weeks at that point. Mm-hmm. And I finally started Googling, and asked for a specific test. And turns out, you know, she ended up having what was wrong with her. And doctors, what she has is so rare that they didn't even know to run that type of test in a pediatric patient.
I think it can pay off. I don't think anyone should say that
they only know what they've come across.
You're right. And it is true. They are 100% human. And you know, sometimes you can have a result like that.
And we don't want to think about it, but I mean, they practice medicine. It's a practice.
Yes.
True.
Exactly. But I've also been on the other side where we've been given advice and I, you know, cause I've got a child with an incurable illness and then I've got a husband with cancer. And so I've been on the other side where we're giving options for my husband and it's like, let's get a second opinion. That second opinion is the same as the first opinion. No Googling needed. You trust what's being said by your provider if it means that it's best for you. So I've been on both sides, advocating and trusting the doctor. So it is a hard decision, but like at some point, if every doctor is telling you the same kind of thing, you've kind of got to trust your gut.
They're probably right at some point. Yeah. Best. Yeah. No, I agree. Hey, thank you so much for the perspective. We appreciate it.
And regarding compensation,
please, yes. Regarding compensation,
I do have to say this because I miss a bunch of work. Okay, and like at this point, PTO, I don't get PTO at this point. I miss out on money when I have to take kids or my husband to his appointments, but I don't ask for compensation, but I will say it is nice when my husband fills up my gas tank in the mornings before going to his, or he's like, hey, let me pay for the parking garage, or hey, let me pay for lunch. I don't fight it.
You know what? Message received.
So if he's listening.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
wow, maybe we were wrong. Mm. We were laughing about the robot-generated paragraphs that might sort of hit on your medical issues, but not before suggesting you probably also have lupus and maybe the plague. But turns out your doctor might be using ChatGPT, too.
What on earth, Katie?
Since we were just discussing AI at the doctors, let's talk AI doctors.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you the details next.
No.
What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I had not considered doctors utilizing ChatGPT.
We just literally had this whole conversation. Why? Why are you going to? We just came to a really good consensus about this, like 10 minutes ago. And now, whoopsies.
Now question everything.
Now,
never stop.
Now, who cares?
No,
just
Illinois,
go crazy.
Illinois just became the first state to ban AI therapists.
Okay.
A press release this week said the governor signed the bill into law last Friday. So people can still ask ChatGPT for advice on their own time.
Yeah.
But it bans companies and actual therapists from using it.
This has been something that people have created. Look, the idea is not a bad idea because you don't have as many therapists as you need for people to be able to access the mental health care they often want. So someone had the idea of what if you just made AI therapists and then charge people money for them? Is that close enough?
Well, they're also talking about actual therapists using AI.
Just punching it in and then going. That's no, please no. Just don't. No.
Okay, we need to read a little bit more into this, but that reaction, that's what a lot of people felt when they found out Carrie Underwood is now a brunette.
She is?
She has returned to her roots and gone back to a brunette. Now, she posted the photo online. I thought it was going to be like dark brown. It's not. It's very blonde. It's just not the blonde that you're used to seeing on Carrie Underwood. But she said, the last time I saw my natural hair color, I was probably about 12 years old. Thought
Holy
it might be a
cow.
Good time to give it a second chance.
Yeah, why not? Looks good.
Speaking of looking good, picturesque countrysides are adding turnstiles to their properties now.
Really?
In an attempt to charge Instagram influencers. Really, they're trying to dissuade Instagram influencers from coming to their areas.
Right, because then they clog the place up. It's aggravating.
It's become a real problem. They're charging admission, parking fees.
Right. Yeah. No, this is not a bad idea. You just want to throw up a couple
it's
of roadblocks to people who aren't actually just...
But is it?
You know.
Because now you've got people taking pictures with the turnstiles. And these are the ones, like, at amusement parks. They're,
yeah,
like, affixed to a gate and things.
Yeah, that's sad.
Like, there's a rural area in the mountains I'm looking at. What is this? Northern Italy, maybe? Local farmers did this. Because, like, that's private land.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it looks beautiful, but
someone owns this.
You're not supposed to be trespassing on it. So if you are, pay us some money.
I'd have no problem with
that. So it's like $6 or so to access Instagrammable spots. But when you put that online, now it's the publicity and the exclusivity.
Oh, Lord.
It's drawing more influencers.
That's
and garnering more interest. Making it more of a problem.
That's a real bummer.
So, yeah, I don't know. It was a great potential solution, but back to the drawing board, everybody. Mm. Which might be what some of these doctors are saying. So Illinois just became the first state to ban AI therapists, right?
Yes.
The new law says licensed therapists can't use AI to make therapeutic decisions or communicate with patients. They can only use it for administrative type things like managing their calendar. Therapists or companies that don't follow the new rules can be fined up to $10,000 per violation.
Yeah.
It's supposed to help protect people from bad advice, like you were saying before, but also to protect jobs. Because if people really buy into the advice that they're getting from just ChatGPT, they wouldn't go to an actual therapist.
What do I need you for?
Exactly.
No, I think if I'm paying for therapy from a real life, living, breathing human being, I want the therapy advice from a real life, breathing human being. Because, yeah, you can get information online. You can get a virtual therapist. They exist. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a difference. I hope there's a difference because one of y'all's co-pays is way higher than the other one. Way, way higher.
Now, the question is, will other states follow in their footsteps? And should they? Because some people think it's going to backfire. And bad therapists are going to end up giving worse advice. Like, maybe there were therapists that were just completely relying on ChatGPT, and when that goes away.
Look.
But wouldn't you want to know that?
There have always been bad therapists. There always will be bad therapists.
Right.
There's just something about that really is just doesn't land with me.
There's a difference between bad therapist and this. The press release mentioned a real-life example of how AI doesn't always give great advice either.
Okay.
A study last year had a therapy chatbot talk to fictional patients, including a former addict named Pedro. Mm. It ended up telling him, it's absolutely clear you need a small hit of meth to get through this week.
Exactly.
And that's what was happening with those characters, right? Like, that was a really big thing. Like, they were talking to kids, and they were telling them to do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
There are multiple lawsuits against this.
Yeah, that's the perfect example for the entire hour, last hour of this show. That really sums
AI
it up
bad.
Nicely. Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Karen, let's see if you can dominate when it comes to trivia. It's very possible. Not common, but possible. You're trying to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and then we'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end. But you can't change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is the quiz prepared?
Yes, it is. The Swiss chocolate bar Toblerone has what mountain on its package?
Mount Everest.
Orville Redenbacher helped revolutionize what snack product?
Popcorn.
Although it sounds like the fear of a Marvel villain, Thanatophobia is actually a fear of what?
Oh, wow.
It kind of relates to him. Thanatophobia.
Bats.
Changed because it was too similar to Match.com, what dating app was originally called Matchbox?
Fish.
What was the name of the three-headed dog that guarded the underworld in Greek mythology?
Pass.
Two lines that form a right angle, 90 degrees, are called what?
A right angle, a box.
Ceviche is cooked in what unusual way?
Low temperature water.
Okay, how did she do?
Let's go over that. Their quiz.
Can I breathe now?
Yes absolutely. Yes. Big breath out, big breath in.
Well, see, not so bad. Yeah. Not as bad as you might have been thinking. So, number one, the Swiss chocolate bar Toblerone has what mountain on its package? That was a good guess, but it's actually the Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn, because it's, Matterhorn. Okay, all right.
Although it sounds like the fear of a Marvel villain, Thanatophobia is a fear of death.
Okay,
in the process of dying.
I was going to go getting turned into dust or
which
something
Thanos
like that.
Which Thanos is like the agent of death.
Yes, he is. So, very deadly.
I'm sure that's where his namesake came
That's how it
from.
Happens.
Changed because it was too similar to Match.com. What dating app was originally called Matchbox?
Tinder. It was Tinder,
which,
wasn't it? Dang
it! Sense as to where that name came from. Which makes me kind of love it.
That is pretty good.
We passed on Cerberus, which was the three-headed dog.
That's right.
That guarded the underworld in Greek mythology. Two lines that form a right angle. Perpendicular lines.
All the geometry gets me every time is perpendicular. Yep, you're right. Yeah.
And then ceviche is cooked in what unusual way?
It is citrus.
Without heat.
Yeah, just citrus juice.
Citrus juice.
Right? Just marinate it. And then it
There's
does
a name
its
for
thing.
It. Couldn't tell you what it is.
Yeah, not important. Not important. Karen.
Oh, I'm thinking of ceviche.
Yeah. Karen, sign up again. We'd love to have you back. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito and Katie. Okay, phone number 713-881-5500.
Prize.
Something very, very special.
The Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo.
Okay, just it's boots and blood and every well, hopefully not the
blood. Dust Mudd.
Yeah.
Wade Bowen.
Yeah.
Kevin Fowler.
And you get to pick, by the way, you get four tickets and you get to pick the night you go.
Pick your ticks.
Yeah. All you got to do is today crack a pretty easy code. We're going to play Game That Tune because we don't play Game That Tune enough. This is the video game song game that we've done. So basically, we have a country song. It is a country song. You have heard this like 10,000 times on The Bull. We have just made it sound like it comes from a 1980s video game. That's the game. You hear that, you tell us
what's the song? And we need title and artist. First person to do it correctly, you're on your way to the Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo. And I'm going to make it even easier. I'm going to play the song right now. I'm going to play the clip. You don't have to wait until you get on the phone. This is the song you are trying to identify today in Game That Tune. Remember, title and artist. But if you got it, we've got your tickets. Call us. We'll get you guys on the phone next.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, playing Game That Tune.
I assume nothing, but I don't want to say it's a layup. That seems like, you know, I'm putting a lot of pressure on the first person to try to identify this song. But
I think
on.
It just surprises you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it does sound like
it does.
You'd find it in a video game, and a really cool video game.
Oh, yeah.
A video game that I'd love to play.
Can you imagine that video game? Like this. Yeah. Get me that on my PlayStation 5. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Is it Rob?
Rob, okay. So this is Game That Tune, and this is for a 4-pack of tickets to the Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo.
Now, Rob, if you win, you get to pick what day you go out there, okay? So whatever artist you're most excited about or day you're most excited about, those tickets are yours if you can game that tune and identify the song and artist here.
Robert, it's all you, my man. What's that song?
Country Girl, Shake It For Me by Luke Bryan.
It was a layup. Thank God for that, y'all. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bears. There it is.
That's what you lay it more, slam dunk.
Yeah, well,
smash the backboard and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Posterizing.
Left nothing there, Robert. Nothing.
Posterizing. Robert, congratulations. And you got some internal debate to go through as to which night you go to, because there's a lot. It's going to be a great time, but you do have 4 tickets coming your way. So hang on the line and we'll get you hooked up. All right, man?
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Massive congrats to hand out today. And this is all the more impressive because I attempted to play baseball as a kid. I was awful at it. I have no idea how you get that good at this game. It's incredibly
frustrating. You're too gangly.
Yeah, I just don't have what it takes. I don't have the hand-eye coordination or anything. We've got a team from Richmond in the Little League World Series.
Yay!
Lamar Little League beat a team from Louisiana 5-2 in Waco. They are headed to Williamsport. And this is the first time for Lamar Little League back in the big show since they went in 2003 and 2004. They were also the first team to actually earn their spot in the Little League World Series this year. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, those kids weren't on the team in 2003, but.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Maybe they're coaching it now. Wouldn't that be a fun full circle moment?
Yeah, it's like the Mighty Ducks.
I was here once, kids.
What's the Richmond baseball?
Don't blow it.
What's the Richmond baseball version of Gordon Bombay? Like who that is?
Quack.
Quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Okay, that's the good local story. Here's the bad local story.
All right.
Texas has a new tallest skyscraper, and it's not in Houston anymore. Austin built a 1,025-foot waterline tower, which has now claimed the title.
Can we talk about this for a second when it comes to, I know, it's frustrating.
Can we talk about how stupid it looks? Because it's like way and above the other buildings in Austin?
That's what I was going
Hold on. Does it tell me this?
Well, here's the thing. I'm one of those people. I lived in Austin. You lived in Austin.
Didn't love it. I actually hated it.
I didn't. It wasn't great. But I when I go back there, I find that skyline really ugly. It makes no sense. The buildings make no sense. You know, there was a time you were not supposed to obstruct the sight lines of the Texas Capitol. You were like, hey, we're going to keep the Capitol, which again is a very historic building. It's kind of the front and center in Austin. Mm-hmm. Now it is down in a pit. Mm-hmm. It is literally in a pit surrounded by logs. Who lives
Actually,
in these?
Site, yeah.
Who lives in these things? Like, it's, and yes, this particular building is
185 feet taller than the tallest tower prior.
Okay.
Austin.
So an extra 200 feet
Yeah, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, and it beat out our tower by just 23 feet.
And that's petty, dude. That's petty.
Yeah, and J.P. Morgan Chase Tower has held the record since 1981.
That is so, it's a matter of 23 feet. So what
let's
do you do?
Let's get back to building, boys.
Yeah, let's start it. You know, can you
extension.
Add? Can you add? What do you do? Honest to God, what do you do? Is it an antenna? Do you put a...
Like a mini Eiffel Tower up
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, exactly. Just put a little thing on the top of the highest point. What can we do to get this back?
A big old middle
back?
Finger.
That would be fantastic.
But like literally.
Yes, that's what it needs to be. Preferably neon. Let's get to work. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you back on the radio.